Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. It's the holiday season. This is a crazy time of year. And one of the things I cannot handle is gifts, not receiving gifts. It's giving gifts, and not in a bad way. My problem is I get so excited when I have a gift for my wife. I can't wait till Christmas to give it to her. And so I have this problem as far as premature gift giving. And I see the same thing happen at times in premature storytelling. And so that's really what I want to spend some time talking to you guys about today. All right. So yesterday, let me back up here. So November 9th is my wedding anniversary with my wife. So for my wedding anniversary, it was 25 years, and I was so excited. And we actually decided to celebrate earlier in the year. We went to Paris after our trip to Africa, and just had a great. That was our way of kind of celebrating. But on our actual anniversary day, we were spending time together, and I thought, you know, I want to do something else to so she can remember like long term. And every 5 years in the past, when I would always buy her a piece of jewelry. So like at 50th anniversary, 10th, 15th, 20th, and then 25 here. And I'm sitting there thinking, what could I get? And she really didn't. She's like, Dave, we went to Paris. I don't want to spend a whole bunch of money on this right now. We don't need to do anything. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to surprise her. And so I decided to get her some earrings, some diamond earrings. And so I had them all designed. My problem was I knew they wouldn't be done in time for our anniversary, and so it actually took some time, and I got them yesterday, and I thought, okay, I'll give them to her for Christmas, and I thought, oh my gosh, my problem is it was like literally burning a hole in my pocket. And so we got home, and yesterday was absolutely just crazy. My two boys and my mom and my daughter-in-law, they've all come in. Everyone's getting ready for the holidays. Things were crazy around the house. Kids were going everywhere, just trying to get things done. My wife's super busy just getting ready for the holidays. We had a special thing happen last night at our house. My daughter-in-law, Fran, she's from Chile, and she had just gotten her papers basically saying she could become a citizen here in the U.S., and so we had a party for her last night that my wife was putting together. So all this crazy stuff is going on. We had a ClickFunnels party yesterday, and I still had these stupid earrings in my pocket. They're burning a hole, and I'm like, I just have to find some way of giving them to her. I can't wait. And so I thought, you know, I just said, hey, sweetie, you know, I've got a gift I want to give you. She goes, Dave, can we just do this later? I'm like, sure, no problem. We can do that. And I'm like, you know what, sweetie, I'd rather not wait till Christmas. She's like, you know, Dave, let's just do it later. I said, okay, fine, we'll do that later. And she's busy. We've got dinner going. We've got everything set for Fran and for her big celebration. And my wife has got all the things upcoming to Christmas. I mean, we're like, today's the 20th and we're like 21st, 4 days away. She is just stressed out of her mind and is trying to get Christmas presents wrapped. She called me in the other room and she's like, Dave, listen, I don't know what we're going to do here. I've got certain gifts for one of the boys and I don't feel like I've got the equal amount. I'm like, sweetie, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter as far as equal amounts and stuff. She goes, well, no, I just want them to have the same number of gifts. And I don't know if you've ever felt that anxiety around the holidays where you're like, you know what? The stress of the holidays is too much. This is not supposed to be this way. It's supposed to be an exciting time, a happy time. And all this stress is driving me crazy. And so we got done meeting. We went in the kitchen. We had this big party for Fran. We had dinner. And just literally as soon as it's over, I'm like, sweetie, I got to give this gift to you. And I got down on one knee and I said, sweetie, it's been 25 years. Would you marry me again? And opened up the box of earrings and everything else. And she was super excited. But my problem was I didn't do any of the setup. And it just fell flat on its face. And so she was super, super excited. And the kids were excited. But I'm like, you know, I didn't do that when I proposed to my wife. I mean, when I proposed to my wife, it was totally planned out. And I sat back and I thought, you know, I see the same thing happen in storytelling. And I did this, so I was a premature gift giver, meaning I didn't provide enough value. I didn't provide enough context. I didn't allow her to get emotionally vested in the experience. And sure, the gift is fine, but it wasn't the gift that mattered. It was more importantly than that was what that gift meant. And I look at it now, and if I was to rewind things, I would take it back and say I would have done totally different. And I would have basically, I would have preferred to have gone out to dinner with her and set the stage more, talked more about our marriage, talked about how excited I was and how much I loved our trip to Paris and how much I loved our anniversary time and our time together, and really built the emotion up and been able to reflect more on the feeling of the last 25 years. Because it's not the jewelry that mattered, it's what the jewelry represented. And I see the same thing take place so many times in storytelling. And it was one of the things that happened just recently. I was real excited. I did a podcast, and you guys, if you've listened to it, it was with Roland Fraser, who's a dear friend of mine. And I was just super excited today. I was super excited to have him on. And I got done with the introduction, and I was sitting there looking at him. I'm like, okay, Roland, I just totally screwed all that whole introduction up. I mean, I was like a little kid. I spoke so fast and just out of control. And yeah, there was a lot of enthusiasm and excitement there, but I'm like, I didn't give him the value of all that he'd done and all the credit that he deserved to actually, in recognition of who he was. And so I thought about that. And then I thought last night about the crazy mishap I had as far as presenting this jewelry to my wife, going, you know, I need to be better at helping people experience more of the emotion. Because for me, the craziest thing is I'm not real big on gifts, but I love experiences. I mean, experiences to me are like nothing matters more, because I think people remember the experience. And I got so frustrated that I laid in bed last night going, man, I totally screwed that up. And I thought a lot about it this morning, and I see the same thing happen in storytelling, where people get so excited to tell the story that they don't let the person experience the journey and the epiphany to get to that level of emotion to where they can appreciate the actual event and the story itself. And so as I'm looking at this next year, one of the main things that I'm really trying to focus on, the main things I'm trying to spend time on, is to really help people and help myself actually get involved in telling a story with emotion. And there's a lot of pre-framing that has to take place. There's a lot of setting the stage. You have to provide time. You have to let people actually feel the emotion. It's not the facts. It's not the stats. It's not the data that matters. It's the emotion that's with it. So just like with my wife, it wasn't the gift that meant as much. It's the emotion of 25 years of marriage, of what that gift represented. And I really wish I'd taken a step back and said, all right, what I really need to do is present it in a way that validates her sacrifice, that validates her hard work, that validates the love, the trial, the journey, the pain, the tears at time, and also the laughter and the fun and the excitement. And I don't know if you ever had that experience. Unfortunately, it happens to me too often, where I'd like to rewind it, go back in time and say, all right, let me redo. I wish I could just have like a redo or an undo button, and let me just replay that one more time, because I would totally do it different. Fortunately, my wife loves me, and it's all good. But again, it was premature gift giving. It's premature storytelling, where you tell the story so fast that no one is able to really appreciate the emotion of it. It's one of the things I love, as I've seen Russell tell stories, how much time he allows for people to feel. And it's one of the main things I'm really spending time on this next year, is helping others feel what I'm feeling. Kind of goes back to, it's like with my wife, she's totally stressed right now with Christmas, trying to make the experience of the holidays magical for every single member of our family. And if I would just allow and not just listen to her, but more importantly, feel what she's saying, I would be able to help her that much more. And so I'm really trying to listen more with feeling, to tell stories with more feeling. And you're going to see over the course of this next year on my podcast, my Facebook Lives, where a lot of that feeling is going to come because I'm going to dive back into some of my past experiences that weren't very pleasant, and to actually try to re-feel those experiences and tell those in a way that provides emotional connection and emotional feeling for those who are listening. That's how an epiphany takes place, where if you don't allow a person to experience the emotion that you were experiencing, there's no way for them to actually appreciate the bridge that you went across to get to the other side to then be excited to bring them to that. The whole key here is you've got to allow people that opportunity to feel, and something I'm really going to spend a lot of my time working on. And so this is more of a podcast, more for me than for you guys probably, is to really tell stories in a way that help people elicit and to feel more. So that at the end, there's such an impact where that person wants to, they've now experienced for themselves what you went through. And now they want to do whatever it is that you're going to do next. So with that said, I hope you guys enjoy the holidays. Again, hopefully that your gift-giving experiences aren't weren't like mine just was. I got too excited. But anyways, just know how much, this time of year, I spend so much time reflecting, and I hope you know how much I appreciate taking the time to listen. It really does mean a lot to me. Have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, could you please share this with others? Rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It means the world to me. Where I'm trying to get to is 1 million downloads here in the next few months, and we've just crushed through over 650,000. And I just want to get that next few 100,000 so we can get to 1 million downloads and see really what I can do to help improve and get this out to more people. At the same time, if there's a topic, if there's something you'd like me to share or someone you'd like me to interview, by all means, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can PM me, and I'm more than happy to take any of your feedback, as well as if there's people you'd like me to interview, I'm more than happy to reach out and have that conversation with you. So again, go to iTunes, rate and review this, share this podcast with others, and let me know how else I can improve this or what I can do to make this better for you guys. Thanks.